The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I guess that tells you what part of the semester we're into here.
Yes, I was just about to say.
What am I going to say? Oh, lately I have been contemplating local politics.
Really?
I have.
Are you going to become the mayor of Clawson?
No.
Okay.
I've just been contemplating local politics.
Oh.
Actually, really local politics.
Oh, you mean like on campus?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, that's the sort of stuff we cannot talk about here on the air.
But otherwise, I am well.
How are things at Mount Holyoke?
As far as I know, quite good.
Okay.
Quite well.
Awesome.
I have a Mount Holyoke College mug here today.
Yeah.
It was my alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very old mug.
It does the job.
It does the job.
When I asked how things were going, I thought you were going to say like hot and steamy or something like that. Because of the coffee within the mug.
Yeah, because of the coffee.
Yeah, because of the coffee.
Okay, Matt. Sure.
I noticed that it's both a left-handed and a right-handed mug.
Yeah, when you turn it. Yeah. I think a lot of mugs work that way, actually.
Oh, wow. I learned something today.
Yeah, because she did.
It's a feature of mugdom.
Of mugdom.
Well, that's what makes Mount Holyoke College so great.
Are you a muggle?
That's not a mug. That's a container. That's
a container, right. So with a water bottle in front of him, to your right, Heather, it's Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies.
Yeah, but I'm going to stay on the mug theme.
Okay.
I just read this awesome pun online today. It was these things about that husbands and wives say to each other, and the husband says, "Honey, it's really muggy outside today." And she replies, "If all our mugs are in the front yard, I'm leaving." Husband says, "Start packing."
You are the king of puns, Jason.
I don't know.
Some days more than others.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So, you have a water bottle, Heather has a mug, and Jim also has a mug in front of him. Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent.
You know, it's too much work to do still at the end of the week, but, you know, yeah. We have to take a break sometime,
yeah.
I guess.
Chris Pacini is Dean of the College of Health Professions and Macaulay School of Nursing. We are glad to have you back, Chris. It is always fun when you're on the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Mugless in front of us all. It's Professor Dan Maggio of the FIRST organization.
Hi, Matt. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. I don't have a mug. I feel naked.
Well, you got a phone.
You got mugs.
If Dave Chow were here, he could draw that picture of you wearing a mug.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Oh, there you go. Now he has an Ask the Professor mug.
Do you have any coffee?
I think there's coffee over there somewhere.
Coffee. Yeah. No? Oh, thank you. See how nice.
Pass the coffee down. Very, very good.
Those are nice mugs, Matt. How could listeners get one?
Well, all you got to do is send us some questions.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
We'll get them out to you post haste.
But it will be a new one, not a used one.
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah. We have one.
I'll give you one Dan has used.
I would think the used ones could go for a higher auction value, don't you think?
And then we're going to start a
used by an actual
war.
Professor on the show.
Yeah, wow.
Game used mugs.
DNA.
Oh, gosh. No cloning allowed. Oh, my gosh. Continuing out our roundtable today, we have another guest. My nephew is joining us today. Nico Seymour is a pastry chef at the Townsend Hotel, the Rugby Grill in Birmingham, Michigan. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be on adenosine triphosphate.
Yes, ATP. We were just discussing that you never got your prize from writing us questions 6 years ago, so this is the prize.
You get to hang out with us.
Makes it all worth it.
You sent us questions six years ago?
Yes, he did.
I did.
When you were 16.
Yeah, well, thereabouts.
No, he's only 12 now.
Nico is very young looking.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Well,
very
thankfully,
young.
The
master...
people listening will never know.
Oh, right. For a master pastry chef.
That's right. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you can send the questions to us in a number of ways, you can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on the Facebook. All right. we have a wonderful set of questions here. Dear Matt and the panel, this time around, I figured I'd beat your producer, Michael Jason, to the punch. He did not actually beat Michael. I'd just like to point that out. And actually get out my holiday/Christmas questions before he sends out the call. I've been accumulating these throughout the year and finally compiled them for your holiday enjoyment. I sincerely hope they get used. 1, 2, 3, now. Enjoy, as always, and warmest holiday wishes. Frank Burrows of Valencia, California.
Frank. Good.
Yes, we've got our map up here on the wall for the people who send us all sorts of questions. And I don't know how Christmas works in warm places, but Frank's going to take us on a tour. In the movie, very famous recent movie, Elf, starring Will Ferrell, who plays the elf that Will plays, Buddy's birth father, Walter Hobbs?
Bob Newhart.
No, that was his elf father.
Oh, that's his elf father.
I've seen him in a thousand things.
Yes, it's from Misery. That's right.
Oh, I can never remember
the
guy's
name. He's been in many things. I can't remember his name either.
He's got a very gravelly voice.
Santino and Godfather.
Walter something?
No. Walter Hobbs was his character.
Okay.
No idea, huh? Wow, we're gonna blow another first question.
He's one of those actors you recognize as
James.
But
it
is
James Caan.
Nice.
We got well played.
Do you know there are some people who I can never remember their names, and he's one of them. I think of his son, who's an actor too.
How many days, according to this set of questions that was sent in, did it take Frank Capra to shoot "It's a Wonderful Life" in 1946? How many days did it take? It was a little longer than five. But 14. Not as long as modern movies.
21.
It was longer than that.
Go with 45.
30. It's longer than 30 and 45.
365 days?
Did they ever finish filming?
Yes. They actually did.
It's still a work in progress.
Director's take. No, it says it took 90 days of shooting to make that movie.
Seems like a lot.
It's a really long movie, So
I've never made a movie.
It's a good movie
that you'll ever see.
A whole bunch on the cutting
room
floor.
Not in 1945.
Hey, we're being favored by the presence of Professor Dave Chow.
There he is.
We figured you were getting ready for Noel night.
We figured you were getting ready.
We figured you were tied up downtown.
I'm not that kinky.
Well, Dan was just telling us about some movies he's made that we're never going to see. So
I thought this was a Christian college.
Wait, hold on. I don't need to know about Dan's movies. What did I walk into?
Your presence here today will not affect my experience tomorrow night, will it?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. When did Noel Knight suddenly get turned PG-13 on me?
Oh, my. I don't know. Worse than that. The song Somewhere in My Memory is a part of the score of famous composer John Williams wrote for what movie?
What didn't he write for?
I know. Yeah. It's a wonderful song, too. It's like a modern Christmas carol. It's beautiful.
Could you sing it for us?
Come on, a couple bars, man.
Somewhere in my memory.
Is that Barbra Streisand?
No.
All right. I was just guessing.
Lies the joy.
Because if it is, that's a terrible expression.
The Express.
Polar Express.
Not Polar Express. It is a modern Christmas movie, though. It's possibly in my top five favorite movies of all time.
Die Hard.
No,
it's not Back to the Future, Ghosts.
That's
the
future's number one.
Scrooged?
No, it's Home Alone is the movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. John Williams wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote the score for Home Alone.
I would never have guessed it.
What does he write? Seriously.
Who were the four Saturday Night Live alums that appeared in the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Chevy Chase.
Absolutely.
Okay.
How about The Neighbor?
Wasn't it Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yes.
Was Brian Doyle Murray?
Brian Doyle Murray. Okay. And last but not least, the cousin.
Not Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid was
Was he on Saturday Night Live? Was he on Saturday Night Live?
Nothing but the best.
Except before or after he went to jail. Is he in jail now?
Or rehab.
No. He's hiding out in Canada. I know that. I know he's in Vancouver. They're trying to extradite him or something.
Oh, my Lord.
I think he got hospitalized.
That's a nice term.
Oh. Sorry.
Eddie Murphy and Jack Nicholson were originally offered to play this Christmas movie character role. I give it away if I tell you who actually got the role. Christmas movie character. It ended up going to Jim Carrey.
The Grinch?
Oh, the Grinch.
Well, both of them would be good, actually. But Jim Carrey was good, too.
He was all right.
Jack Nicholson was a little pudgy for that role.
I'm trying to picture Eddie Murphy.
He had the right attitude.
He had the right attitude and good eyes, but a little chunky for the role.
There you go. The eyes. That's a big deal. What are the two longest-running Christmas specials still shown annually on U.S. network television? Charlie Brown and Rudolph. By the way, Rudolph 1964, Charlie Brown 1965. Wow. Very close to each other.
I still do. I do too.
I watch Charlie Brown instead of the debate.
That's awesome.
Much more informative.
What a great idea. It was the anniversary for the Great Pumpkin this year. It was 50 years. Why was Miracle on 34th Street given a B rating that makes it morally objectionable by the highly influential Legion of Decency back in 1947?
Legion of Decency. Man, I got to join that somehow.
B rating.
Was there
somebody
went to the bathroom?
No.
Was that a married couple not have separate beds?
Well, as we like to say on this show, as I like to say on the show,
single
partial credit. Oh. Maureen O'Hara's character Doris Walker was a divorcee.
God forbid. I was expecting hear a toilet flush or something that we shouldn't have seen or something like that.
Reindeer droppings.
Exactly.
Who was the narrator for the animated Frosty the Snowman cartoon?
Burl Ives.
It was not.
Jimmy Durante.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yay.
Yes. Everybody wants to get into the act. What is the name of the Chinese restaurant from the movie A Christmas Story?
Mr. Chop Suey something.
You're exactly right, but what is it?
Suey something.
I just jumped on this. I didn't even look at you.
I'm sorry. I relate to that movie. Do you know how many Christmases I worked? Seriously, I did
probably
that.
A lot.
It's like Chop Suey Kingdom, Chop Suey...
Partial credit.
Chop
Suey Palace.
Close enough.
Yep.
Chop Suey Palace.
You sing rah-rah-rah-rah-rah.
I always did.
Did you really?
In the Canadian tones.
Right. We're going back to a place Jim was a minute ago. In what city did the movie for The Polar Express, a very famous children's book, have its debut?
It was local, wasn't it?
It was very local.
Because Chris Van Allsburg is from here.
It wasn't Royal Oak
or
Clawson.
Is it the Redford Theater?
It wasn't the Redford. That's a good guess. The Redford's a good guess. Nope.
He's from Michigan. I'm trying to remember where.
Nope. It wasn't that local.
Ann Arbor.
No, it wasn't that local either.
Lansing?
Nope. Where's Chris Van Allsburg
from? He's from Michigan. I know that. I just don't know where.
Grand Rapids?
He's from Grand Rapids.
Okay.
That's not local.
I know the train that it was based on is up in the northern part of the state.
Yeah, he still comes back.
That's not local.
I don't think it's local.
I mean, if you live in California, it's local.
Oh, that's true.
It happened in the solar system.
Universally.
In this galaxy.
I guess time zone.
What was so unusual about Irving Berlin winning an Academy Award for his song White Christmas?
He didn't write it.
That's not what it says here.
He was dead?
No, I don't think you can win an Academy Award if you're dead. It's not a good song. No. It is the best-selling single of all time.
I disagree.
unusual about him?
Yeah, this is...
About him or about him
winning?
About
him winning the award, specifically the act of winning.
Was he up against somebody?
Mm-mm.
Was he up against himself?
He wasn't up against anybody.
Did he stomp on stage and...
Did he sing it himself? No.
He had already written several ballads against the Academy?
No, this is, I guess, in the day before they cared about writing a script. He was the presenter for the category.
Oh.
That's probably the last time that's happened.
Oh, that's
and the winner
is I. You win, you lose.
And also another wonderful little twist. I like this little piece of a Christmas trivia here. What is one of the most ironic things about Bruce Willis portraying all-American hero John McClane in the movie Die Hard? A classic Christmas flick.
Can you repeat the question?
What is one of the most ironic things about Bruce Willis portraying all-American hero John McClane in the movie Die Hard?
He had hair.
He did at that time.
He's not really American.
Bruce Willis is a Republican?
I'll give you a hint. McClane takes on German terrorists played by an Englishman and a Russian.
That's true.
Bruce Willis is an American?
He's not a cowboy. But he was born in Germany in 1955.
He's technically a German guy.
And while we think about that, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your holiday host, Kathy Bush, and today we have our regulars back with us. What does the 12th night actually mean?
It's the 12th night after Epiphany.
It is Epiphany.
It is a feast day known to Canadians as Little Christmas. We cannot take down our tree until after Little Christmas. That is a family tradition.
And then you can put it in front or what?
Yes. And it is watched and stalked as they take it away. Yeah, there's a truck that comes around and throws all of the dried out limbs.
My gosh. There.
Her father is a trash fanatic.
Oh,
it has to be picked up. And
all right.
Yeah, it has to be done times that way.
Then they get put through that wood chipper in Fargo.
We are back with some great questions from Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Christmas questions for our Christmas show here. Who voiced the character Sally from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas? Ooh. Famous character actress. Very, very commonly found in Christopher Guest movies.
Catherine O'Hara?
Yeah, Catherine O'Hara, yes. Oh, nice. Very well done. Hopefully my clue helped a little bit.
Yes.
One of my other favorite movies, Nightmare Before Christmas. Beautiful. Who played Scrooge in the Muppet Christmas Carol movie?
Oh, I can see the poster. He's carrying Kermit on the
No, it wasn't Kermit. It was a live-action person.
Oh, yes. I could see the poster.
Doesn't Who do you know. See?
I'm seeing a pixelation on the face right about now. Got it.
Get a better TV.
I got to get a better brain.
This person also played Bruce Wayne's butler, Alfred, in the more recent Batman.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, it was Michael Caine.
Wow. The right honorable, for the record.
The right honorable.
He stars in everything, doesn't he?
He is.
He's Michael
Jaws
Caine.
3.
Well, he's right honorable.
Jaws 3. I'm sorry, 3D.
That's the standard.
Yeah.
Jaws 3D.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember what he said when he took on the role? Yeah, he says, you know, I paid for the back deck of his house or something like that.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
It's 11.
Not this big of a fan, personally, of this modern Christmas classic, 1996. Who played the two main protagonists in the movie Jingle All the Way?
Oh, Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he's a tall African-American.
Oh, that rules out Danny DeVito.
Yeah. No, that would have been twins.
Yes.
Who are you?
I can picture him.
Comedian, actor,
comedian.
He's a comedian.
Sinbad?
Sinbad.
Yeah, Sinbad, that's it.
Okay, yeah, he's thinking tall. I'm thinking, okay.
Yep. Last but most certainly not least for this question set, what famous actress was the narrator for the animated feature by Rankin and Bass, so the stop motion, Little Drummer Boy?
There's a narrator?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Very famous actress.
I had to watch that movie at family holiday parties.
Julie Andrews?
It wasn't Julie Andrews.
It was
more of a classic Hollywood
actress.
Was it
Lauren Bacall?
No, it wasn't Lauren Bacall.
He used to call her Betty.
Was it initials, Betty Davis?
Nope. Initials GG.
She'd be funny.
Greta Garbo.
No, it wasn't Greta Garbo.
That's a great guess.
No, it's not. But thank you.
Gloria, you probably don't know anybody with this first name.
Gloria Gaynor.
No, that's what I was thinking.
No, it was Greer Garson.
Greer Garson. How long ago was that?
It was a while ago.
I actually know someone.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yes.
Well, I just mouthed off to the dean for the last time.
Oops.
Dear Matt and Profs, thank you for entertaining and educating us throughout the year with your adenosine triphosphate radio program.
Thank you.
Attached, please find my annual set of Christmas questions. 16 out of 20 correct answers will give you a passing grade. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Holly Berry of Detroit, Michigan. Let's see what we got cooking here. What is the date of St. Stephen's Day?
November 30th?
Nope.
No. December
12th?
One out of 31, right?
Okay.
It's not
King
Christmas
Winston's
Day.
Lost, looked out on the feast.
On the
Stephen.
Feast.
So it's in the winter sometime.
Mm-hmm.
January the...
No, it's actually in December.
Oh, it is in December? Mm-hmm. December 14th.
26th.
Nope. It's December 26th. The dean has it.
Oh, man.
So that's why you're the dean.
What is the significance of it?
Does he get two presents? One for Boxing Day and one for Saint
Stephen's Day? Yeah, I don't know. Saint Stephen's Day.
He must be the saint of Boxing Day.
Yeah. Saint Stephen, the first martyr. Who was the first martyr again? Oh, it was classically termed the first martyr. Was it Saint Stephen?
I think you're right.
Yeah, he was stoned.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think that's
and
the
Paul
way he's
held
known.
The coats.
Right. In Charles Dickens' novel A Christmas Carol, what was the name of Scrooge's dead business partner?
Marley.
Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley, that's right. Okay, London's Trafalgar Square Christmas tree is traditionally gifted to the UK by
Norway.
What other country? Norway. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Jim.
For the
on
support
fire.
To their resistance by the British in the Second World War.
There you go. Here, we will give you a tree. See? You didn't get a prize a few years ago. Now you're on the show. All you got to do is sway World War II and you get a free tree.
Well,
at home. Nice.
Who says you can't have it all?
In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what did your true love bring to you on the ninth day?
Nine Lords of Leaping?
Nine Lords of Leaping.
No.
Ladies
I got Nine Ladies Dancing.
Nine Ladies Dancing. Yeah. Eight Maids of Milking, seven to one. Yeah.
I got they ever stop dancing?
No.
They never stop dancing.
That's the beauty
there was
of it.
Some agency that that's would tote up the cost of that.
Yeah.
Every year. And yeah. announce it.
Wait, hold on. I'm waiting
what,
for the
what it would cost yeah, to provide
right.
all of that now.
That's
what
right.
the cost of living and health care for the dancing ladies and all that other stuff. I mean,
and the maids of milking.
Of course. And what's it cost for a cow?
Yeah.
How many cows do they use?
Cows.
Maids of milking. Say cows.
Well, it could be goats.
I guess the five gold rings are the easiest to estimate. Yeah.
They could be milking mice, I suppose. Oh, it could be any mammal.
Oh, please.
There's a thought.
Two of Santa's reindeer from the original poem titled A Visit from St. Nicholas, most of us know it as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, are named after the German words for thunder and lightning.
Donner and Blitzen.
Donner and Blitzen. Yes, that is exactly correct.
Yeah, it wasn't Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
No.
Published anonymously, by the way, in the newspaper, is attributed to Clement Clark Moore, but some believe there are other authors, a la Shakespeare, even for the early 1820s. They really don't know who wrote the poem. It's kind of interesting.
No, it's not Shakespeare, that's for sure.
But it's not Shakespeare. Which Christmas carol, what a great piece of Christmas trivia. I used to know the answer to this. Which Christmas carol includes the famous lyric, "To save us all from Satan's power"?
God rest you, gentlemen.
Yeah. No, very well done. Oh. We can't go down the carol route without Jim just taking over the show. That's all I know. He knows his Satan. Holy smokes. What color are the berries of a mistletoe?
White.
They're white berries.
And they're poisonous.
Super
that's
poisonous.
That's what I thought. Oh, that's...
Mm-hmm. So is a kiss.
Which kind?
Yeah, I was going to
no, actually, I think I'm quoting from a movie quote.
I thought you were just being cynical.
So a kiss can be deadly.
Or flirty.
Blah, blah, blah. Where's that from? Batman. It's one of the bad
have a Hershey's movies. Kiss.
He is what? Handed a Hershey's kiss.
Wait, right, I'll stop babbling.
Dial 9-1 when I give the signal.
Dial 1 again. In the inspirational 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life, what's the name of George Bailey's guardian angel?
Clarence.
Listed, by the way, in the credits as Clarence Oddbody is his full name.
It is.
Kind of weird. What are the names of the three wise men said to have brought gifts to baby Jesus?
Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar.
And Caspar.
Wow.
Yes, that is correct.
That's just legend.
Not mentioned.
I was
in the Bible.
Going with Shadrach, Meshach, and
that's what I was thinking, those three.
Moeller and Curly.
There's no mention of three anywhere in the scripture. So.
That's right. We actually have the quote from Matthew
2:11. Somebody's imagination was limited, so they could think of three names. And so that's
Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Yeah, Manny, Moe, and Jack. It's a modern version.
What is New Year's Eve commonly called in Scotland?
First night? No.
No, it doesn't say that.
Oh.
It sounds kind of pig related.
New Year's right? Eve.
Laddie. Recovery Day?
Time for another laddie?
It says here it's called Hogmanay.
And the tradition is the first person across your threshold after midnight, you have to invite them in and feed them and give them whiskey and
Is that a vampire?
Man, I got to go to Scottish households.
Mm-hmm. Just go from
at the right
to
time.
Another, as long as you can stand.
Yeah.
What Christmas item was invented by a London baker and wedding cake specialist, Tom Smith, in 1847?
Come on, Nico. This has got to be you.
No, it's actually
pastry
not
chef.
A pastry.
Oh.
It's an item.
The pudding.
Not a pudding.
No, gingerbread food.
Nope. Not a pudding.
No, he said it was.
House or gingerbread?
Nope.
Oh.
Nothing baked.
Nothing baked.
Is this like a tool?
Eggnog?
It is a very famous, popular piece of British Christmas.
Not.
Oh, the popper thing?
Yeah, the cracker.
Yeah.
Christmas cracker.
Oh.
Mm. Which is pretty much come into America over the last few years.
It's rolled like a Wellington.
Things you pull and it pops and it's got little toys inside.
It makes a mess.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Make
oh, yeah. Black powder.
It almost, yeah, it almost
everything makes a mess when you've got a 2-year-old.
Yeah, sets off the smoke
people,
alarm.
People lose eyebrows.
You can get them at Pier 1 in case you're looking.
I've not had those crackers.
In what year was Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas?
85.
Everything happened in 1984. Yep, 1984. Absolutely. There's a side note. Bonus points for remembering when Band-Aid 2 happened.
Oh, that wasn't
was it 87?
Wow. No. Wasn't
it says 1989.
And
extra bonus points for when was Band-Aid 20? I didn't even know there was anything after
2004, I guess.
2004 is correct.
It was horrid.
But that was because of the Ethiopian famine in 1984. That's what the focus was then.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the music wasn't that good.
No.
In which modern country is St. Nicholas's birthplace and hometown? Nico, your namesake Saint's Day is next
Poland?
Tuesday. Awesome. No, he's not from Poland.
Czechoslovakia.
Nope.
Hungary?
St. Nicholas.
Where was St. Nicholas of Myra from?
The obvious, Germany?
Oh, that's Asia Minor.
Yeah, that's right. But what is it?
Turkey?
Turkey.
No, really?
Oh.
Turkey.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It does.
Sorry.
If you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Dave, stay with us.
I haven't had lunch.
Here, Dave.
No.
Who is officially credited as the author of the lyric to Auld Lang Syne?
Wasn't Guy Lombardo.
Burns, Robbie Burns.
Yes, yeah. It was Robert Burns. I thought everybody would be looking.
Well played.
It's a poem, yeah.
No. Oh. Mm. Did not know that.
What kind, by way of number, symmetry, do almost all snowflakes have?
It's an octave.
Sixfold six. Symmetry, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sixfold symmetry. You guys are on fire here. This is a pretty big deal. What is the name of the cake traditionally eaten in Italy at Christmas time?
Oh, panettone.
Panettone.
Panettone. Wow, you know.
Delicious.
You smoke these questions.
I'm
thank
not
you.
So and sure. rather involved.
It'd be embarrassing with the last name of Puccini not to get that. I'm just saying.
What about the...
Do you have panettone at Christmas?
I'm Polish.
Oh, okay. You're the Polish Puccinis.
Yeah. No, I married that name. Polish, so.
What about in New Orleans? What's the cake they eat there?
Oh, that's the king cake, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
They have a super-duper creepy giant baby mascot at their NBA basketball games now. He's the king baby, and it's like a giant baby head, little teeny diaper.
Gaffigan special.
Oh. Yes.
King baby.
King
so,
baby.
Would you ever bite into one of
those? New Orleans Pelicans?
Wow.
The Pelicans? Oh, we are out of time. It's time to say goodbye. That's what we do at this time in the show. Nico.
Bye forever.
Not forever. No.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye. Wow.
Dean Pacini.
Good night.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See you.
Professor Roach.
Adios.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
I was going to say adios.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.